I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. In girls basketball last night, there were a few played from the SWAL. Mineral Point 68-62 over Cuba City, and Southwestern beat Iowa Grant 57-27. Aquinas over Sparta 75-33. Boys basketball games, Highland 73, Belmont 57, Potosi over River Ridge 58-53, and Aquinas over Sparta 79-55. The WizSports.net's recent polls are out for boys and girls basketball across the state. Kimberly number one in Division One, Wauwatosa East in Division Two. Oostburg is number one in Division Three, with Platteville rated number five and Prairie du Chien rated number seven. The Prairie School is number one in D4. Cuba City is ranked number two. Bangor is 10th. And in Division Five, Albany Monticello is the first place rated team, Barneveld number four, and Belmont is ranked 10th. The WizSports.net boys basketball coaches poll for week eight, including Division One's number one, Wisconsin Lutheran, Mount Horeb is number one in Division Two, and Milwaukee Academy of Science is number one in Division Three. In Division Four, Bondiwell is number one, Mineral Point is rated number two, having recently suffered a loss, and Cuba City is 10-4, and they are ninth rated. Division 5 shows a real showcase of teams that will be in the same regional in some cases and sectional coming up in the postseason. Royal is number one rated. North Crawford is number two. Both teams unbeaten. Highland is third and Southwestern is fourth. River Ridge is rated number seven in the recent WizSports.net boys basketball coaches poll. Church League softball will resume coming up next week after matches were postponed this week. They've been moved to February 10th and 11th. The Monday schedule for next week at 7 o'clock, Beulah Wesley and 1 plays Five Points Lutheran. 7:45 next Monday, Avoca Bible 2 plays Grace Community 1. At 8:30, Richland Baptist Temple 3 against Free Methodist 2. And at 9:15, St. John's plays Richland Baptist Temple 1. Tuesday, January 28th at 6:30, Church of the Nazarene 1 plays Beulah Wesley in 2. 7:15, Bethel Lutheran will tangle with Free Methodist 1. Also next Tuesday, Grace Community 2 plays Boscobel Assembly of God at 8. Richland Baptist Temple 4 against Church of the Nazarene 2 at 8:45. And then at 9:30, Richland Baptist Temple 2 will play Hidden Valley Community. For more information about Church League volleyball, including an updated schedule of remaining matches, you can visit the Church League website at rcchurchleague.com. Powder Puff Women's Bowling League action last night for the series high, Chet's Feed Seed and Such, 18-72. The runner-up was Morris Heating and Cooling at 17-45 and Goplin Insurance, a 17-34. Top game, Chet's Feed Seed and Such, a 6-66. Chet's Feed Seed and Such, 6-33. Morris Heating and Cooling, a 6-26. Individual top series, Jody Imhoff, a 5-36. Tanya Maley with a 5-35. Charlene Sailing, a 5-20. Charlene Sailing had the best game, a 203. Jody Imhoff rolled a 191. Christine Haiti and Tanya Maley each had 190s. Cheryl McNerlin and Tanya Maley picked up a 310 split pickup, and Ann Makovic with a 27 split that was picked up. Elsewhere in sports, the Badgers wiped out most of an 8-point deficit in the last 3.5 minutes, but fell short of UCLA Tuesday night, 85-83. That snapped a 7-game winning streak for Wisconsin and left it with a split of 2 games on the West Coast. John Tanjay made it close with a 3-pointer with 1 second showing on the clock. Tanjay scored 24 points, and sophomore John Blackwell had 23 in the Big Ten Conference game. The next action for the Badgers is Sunday when Nebraska visits the Kohl Center. Here is Coach Greg Gard from last night's postgame show.
You know, we had a plan coming in, and we didn't get the paint shut off enough. And obviously, I thought we guarded and fouled too much. We were putting them at the line 28 times. And that's what they, if you look through when they've had success, they've gotten to the line a lot.
Greg Gard says the team has to do better, but at times did better offensively.
I thought we did a lot of good things. You know, we shot 21 free throws. We probably could have shot 21 more. It was real physical, which we knew it was going to be. We knew that it was going to be that type of game. Specifically, UCLA plays like a Big Ten team. Even though they're new to the league, they've always played like a team in our league, and we knew it was going to be that, and we had to play through it.
The team now prepares for Nebraska on Sunday.
Bounce right back. You know, it's been over a month since I've had to have a talk in, like this in the locker room. So we'll learn from it just like we've learned from the others. And, you know, there's no rest for the weary. You get a really good Nebraska team coming in on Sunday. So we've got to get rested up and then ready to prepare for Nebraska.
Elsewhere, hurting from its first Big East Conference loss, Marquette took it out on bottom-dwelling Seton Hall last night, 76-59. The Pirates have won only one conference game and were not competitive after the opening minutes. Senior Cam Jones scored 19 points in just 27 minutes of court time. Marquette's record improved to 16-3, 7-1 in the Big East. It's back at home Friday night for a showdown with Villanova. Tributes keep on coming for legendary sportscaster Bob Uecker, who died last week. Ted Ayland talked about yesterday being Bob Uecker Day in Janesville.
The city said in a release that Janesville residents had their days made more enjoyable by listening to Bob Uecker call a baseball game. In addition, the downtown Janesville bridge will glow with blue and yellow lights matching the Brewers' colors. Another salute to Uecker has Marcus Theaters around Wisconsin screening the 1989 film Major League, in which Uecker plays announcer Harry Doyle. Admission for the January 24th through 30th showings will be $5.40. That's observing Uecker's 54 seasons as the Brewers announcer. A portion of the proceeds will be donated to the Milwaukee Brewers Foundation. Uecker died last week at the age of 90. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Pitcher C.C. Sabathia wasn't a Brewer very long, but he greatly impacted the franchise. The Baseball Hall of Fame announced Monday that Sabathia got nearly 87% of the vote and will be inducted on July 27th. Outfielder Ichiro Suzuki and also relief pitcher Billy Wagner were honored. Sabathia came over in a trade in the summer of 2008 and pitched the Brewers to their first postseason in 26 years. Sabathia needed 296 ballots for entry, and he received 342. And Packers linebacker Edgerrin Cooper and safety Evan Williams have been named to the NFL All-Rookie Team for 24. The Pro Football Writers of America made the announcement Monday. Cooper was a two-time NFC Defensive Player of the Week and the NFL Defensive Player of the Month for December. He had 13 tackles for loss. Williams put up 47 tackles, 3 passes defended, an interception, and a forced fumble. Green Bay was 10-0 when Williams had at least one tackle. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.